Fastamai, good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. And we start this week with a darkly comic song about the First World War by the Pogues. Pogues there from their second album, Rum, Sodomy and the Lash from 1985. I think that's still one of Shane McGowan's best songs ever. Now for something by the gloaming contemporary Irish-American music supergroup they formed around the long-standing partnership of fiddle supremo Martin Hayes and the amazing guitarist Dennis Cahill of Chicago, who very sadly died in June this year. They are joined in the band by Sian Nose singer Iola O'Linnet and Hardanger fiddle player Quiveen O'Reilly and jazz pianist Thomas Bartlett. From their first self-titled album, this is Sailor's Bonnet. The Gloaming there with Sailor's Bonnet from their first album, self-titled The Gloaming. Next, a song by Chris Drever, solo this time rather than in the wonderful group Lau. It's Poor Man's Son from his 2006 album Black Water. Mm-hmm.
There's a bank across the road. My ma hangs around my neck. Point the pistol and tell the clerk I'm not a bad man, I'm just a poor man's son. So give me the money and nobody gets hurt. Deputy Sheriff points his gun at me. You'll never learn, will you, Mickey? I'm starting to think that you like that cell, and you can't wait.
I'm going to send you back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. I'm going to send you back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. Cause nothing I do that please you, baby. Lord, I just can't get along with you.
That was the great Guitar Slim from 1953 with The Things I Used to Do to get us into the mood for Blues Club, which is happening tomorrow night from about 8:45 in the Railway in Douglas. I'll be there playing with the Big Wheel Blues Band or the House Band, whatever we call that night. It never has quite the same lineup from month to month, but we always enjoy ourselves. Thursday night's the Ramsey Folk Club. Fridays are the Trad Session in the Mitre, also in Ramsey. Sunday afternoon there's a session in the Ginger Hall from about 1 p.m, I should think. Of course, there's as well as Blues Club tomorrow night, there's also the O'Donnell's Trad Session. Last week we had a visit from a piper called Paul from Beverley in East Yorkshire, playing the Ilium pipes. It's so nice to hear the pipes in the session. I recorded a little bit of it and I'll play that for you now. Remember that everyone's welcome at the Trad Sessions. Whether you want to play, whatever your level is, or whether you want to just come along and listen, that's great too. So here is Paul from Beverley with lots of the regulars from the O'Donnell session: Pat, Mary, Susan, Tony Finbar, Daryl, Cesar and Mick. I'm not sure what this tune is called, so if anyone knows, do let us know. Staying with musicians on the island, I've really been enjoying the album A Drop for Neptune by Trip, the Glasgow-based band that includes Isla Callister. From it, here is For Marie, which was written by Isla for the Scottish fiddler and teacher Marie Fielding. Marie tutored Isla at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland and has been a great influence and support to Isla and the band over the last 4 years. This contemporary 7/8 Manx tune, which begins with fiddle and piano and it builds to a powerful six-piece arrangement, it is a tribute to Marie. Thank you. Some more pipe music now. I love the sound of Northumbrian small pipes, and this is the Catherine Tickell Band from 1991 and The Desperation. Two more new releases now. Luke Daniels and The Covers have released an interesting album this year, a mixture of tunes, and as their name suggests, some covers of unlikely songs such as Staying Alive, Superstition and others. But I've chosen a tune, Karen Bridge. But before that, in response to an email which came from deepest rural France, from Julie and Pete Owen, they asked for a track by Keston Cobblers Club. So here from their new album, Alchemy, is Junctions. And don't forget that you too can get in touch with the show via the email folkshow@manxradio.com.
In the Florence city walls near 800 years ago, there lived a boy, there lived a girl, who across each other's worlds. Curious as though it seems, only twice they met indeed. All the other times were dreams or in the words of poetry. Dante, Alighieri, and Beatrice Martinari, seasons and years combined. Time flies by as it does, sets a shadow. Fountains of youth subside, junctions collide. But in life, all he could think of was you. Thank you. sometimes from this fable we could learn. It is true that love is blind, and from blossom there comes life. Dante, Alighieri, and Beatrice, Portinari. Seasons and years come by, time flies by, yes it does, since it's shadow. Mountains of youth, so beside junctions collide, but in life, only part of.
Thank you.
Luke Daniels in the covers there. Covers is spelt C-O-B-H-E-R-S, just in case you were looking for it. It's from a new self-titled album. Now, the song John Barleycorn is one of the oldest folk songs, going back to Elizabethan times at least. Robert Burns published his own version in 1782, and it survived remarkably well for many different interpretations. John Barleycorn, the song's protagonist, is the personification of barley and the alcoholic beverages made from it, beer and whiskey, of course. In the song, he suffers indignities and attacks and death that correspond to the various stages of barley cultivation, such as reaping and malting. This is my personal favourite version. It's by Tim Van Eyken, who's worked extensively with the Waterson-Carthy clan, from his 2006 album Stiffs, Lovers, Holy Men and Thieves, Tim Van Eyken and Barleycorn.
Came three men from out of Kent, for to plough for wheat and rye. And they made a vow and a solemn vow, John Barleycorn must die. So they ploughed him deep in the furrow, so dry over his head. These three men home rejoicing when John Barleycorn was dead. But the sun shone warm and the wind blew soft, and it rained in a day or so. Barleycorn fell the wind and rain, and he soon began to grow. And the rye began to grow as well, and the rye grew quickly tall. And barleycorn grew short and stout, and he so amazed them all. So they hired to cut him off at the knee, and worse than that, John Barleycorn, they served him barbarously. For they hired men with pitchforks to toss him onto a load. When they tossed John Barleycorn, they tied him down with cords. And they hired men with thresholds to beat him high and low. They came swick smack on poor Jack's back, till the flesh began to flow. So they put him into the kiln, thinking to dry his bones. And when he came out, John Barleycorn was crushed between two stones. And they put him into the mashing tub, thinking to burn his tail. And when he came out, John Barleycorn, they called him home-brewed ale.
Great, isn't it? I love a bit of tremolo pedal on electric guitar. Now, some very sad news came on Saturday morning when I read that Rab Noakes had died suddenly in hospital. Rab was a Scottish singer-songwriter who'd worked with Lindisfarne, Jay Rafferty, Steeler's Wheel, and lots of solo work. He'd been a senior music producer at the BBC and Radio Scotland, and in 2014 he found that he had a form of tonsillar cancer and went through a huge series of radio and chemotherapy sessions. After that, he taught himself to sing again with the support of his wife, and in 2019 he came to play at the Institute with Brooks Williams. He was a lovely man to deal with, and gave me an EP which he called The Treatment Tapes, which is a series of songs that he wrote as he recovered from his treatment and started singing again. From it, this is Water Is My Friend, which is a phrase from one of his radiographers to help him swallow and became a mantra around the house. This is followed by a song that he wrote for Lindisfarne, which appeared on their second album, Fog on the Tyne, in 1971.
1, 2, 3, 4. They tell me I'm in trouble, but I don't feel any pain. Once will be enough, though, I don't need this again. My baby's here beside me, on her I can depend. Always bring me sound advice like, water is my friend. People looking after me who don't get paid enough, while bankers take a big reward for far less useful stuff. There's a global inequality they shamefacedly defend. Amid their lies it does ring true that water is my friend. Getting older now, time is getting tight. I use the day the best I can, same with the lasting light. Now I'm not going anywhere, I'll be busy till the end. But this list of things I have to do while water is my friend. We'll be right back. was with someone the other day I've known since we were boys. Marveled at how we get through life's sorrows and life's joys. It's like driving in the desert on a road that does not bend. Should the temperature be high and dry, well, water is your friend. Water is my friend. Yes, water is my friend.
That was Lindisfarne with Together Forever, sung by Ray Jackson and written by Rab Noakes. Condolences to Rab's family and friends. Now, I can't believe that I've got to my eighth show and not played any Nick Jones. He really is a huge influence on my guitar playing and many others, but I've never quite mastered this particular tune. Here is the greatest recording of a traditional song ever. Controversial, I know. Nick Jones and Canada I.O. I might have changed my mind about that by next week, but if you have a favourite and like me to play it, then get in touch via the email folkshow@manxradio.com, of course. I look forward to you joining me next week on the Manx Radio Folk Show. Good night, and here it is. Thank you.
and some guns. She's all in her tender years. She fell in love with a sailor boy, and it's true that she loved him well. For to go off to sea with him, like she did not know how. She longed to see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. So she bargained with a young sailor boy, it's all for a piece of gold. Straightway then he led her all down into the hold, saying, I'll dress you up in sailor's clothes, your jacket shall be blue. You'll see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when the other sailors heard the news, well, they fell into a rage. And with all the whole ship's company, they were willing to engage, saying, we'll tie her hands and feet, me boys, overboard we'll throw her, and she'll never see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when the captain, he's heard the news, well, he too fell in a rage. And with all of his whole ship's company, he was willing to engage, saying, she'll stay all in sailor's clothes, her collar shall be blue. She'll see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when they came down to Canada, scarcely above half a year, she's married this bold captain who called her his dear. She's dressed in silks and satins now, and she cuts a gallant shawl. She's the finest of the ladies down in Kennedy Isle. Come all you fair and tender girls, wheresoever you may be, I'd have you to follow your own true love when he goes out on the sea. For if the sailors prove false to you, well, the captain, he might prove true. You see the honor that I have gained,